Well, I just received a very disturbing call a few minutes ago from some of our party top officials that while our partisans were in a celebratory mood after the pronouncement that our standard bearer won the presidential elections, a vehicle driven by an unknown person ran into the crowd. And what I'm hearing that there's a lot of casualty, about 12 men and 4 women at a very critical condition. This is quite unfortunate that on the date of celebrating the presidential victory of the president-elect Chisenye Mabuaikai, an act of terrorism has been committed against the United Party. That is so unfortunate.
I know it's late. It's late night now in Monrovia. Do you have any information in terms of where the vehicle was coming from? And did the incident take place at your party headquarters in the street or at the headquarters itself? I know it's too late there, but what do you know?
Yes, so from the time that the election commissions make the pronouncement to the country and the world, our partisans gathered at the party headquarters on Broad Street, and part of the crowd spilled onto the main street, just on the descending hill of our party headquarters where our people have been celebrating. And the vehicle came from the left side and just ran into the people. The driver intentionally off his light and just drove among the people, causing a lot of casualty tonight. And it's so sad that this time of celebration for the United Partisans across the world, we are now in a very disturbing mindset at this point, knowing that our partisans, some of them, I'm hearing some people have died. I cannot confirm that because I'm so far away, I cannot go. And then other officials are not able to reach there. And so right now, I've spoken with one top police officer who also confirmed that some of our people have been rushed to JFK, the medical center, and other clinics around to give medical treatment to the wounded partisan.
Has the president-elect, former vice president, Mr. Boakai, has he been informed?
Yes, as the party chairman, I have tried to reach out to him. He had a very long day meeting people, international people, corporate organizations. And so I tried to reach out to him, but it was unsuccessful getting to him. So I've been trying to get all of the information to brief him very, very early in the morning.
Before I let you go, Mr. Tope, you are saying that there are casualties, that some people might have died.
I believe so, Mr. Boti, that from what I'm hearing, even talking with the top police officer who just briefed me, that there are people who are on very critical condition, even though he cannot confirm death at this point. But our witnesses on the scene have said to me, Chairman, there are a lot of people who have died. And so tomorrow we're going to confirm that. But this seems to me as an intentional act, a calculated effort to truncate the joyful moment of United Partisans. And after the very heated elections, and to see this terrorist act against our partisan is despicable. Is so much on Liberian, and we hope that the perpetrators will be brought to justice.
Mr. Tope, thank you so much again. We're very sorry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.